So I'm here with August, the winner of our technology and engineering prize of £75 worth of Art House Cafe vouchers. It's good to meet you finally. I've just got a couple of questions written down that I want to ask, but first of all, did you want to introduce yourself? Like, say what course you're on? What
year? So I'm doing computer science. I'm in my first year at Southampton Uni. And I've been doing sort of programming and like web development stuff for like probably about 6 or 7 years beforehand, just like as a hobby.
And then how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
18.
So you literally started when you was like 11?
Yeah.
So you say you mainly do sort of websites like freelance at the moment?
Yeah.
What, do you have any sort of websites you'll do, or do you just do anything that sort of...
Well, just kind of most stuff, but at the moment what I'm working on, because my sort of main hobby is that I like to sort of write and produce music inside.
So like, what made you choose Southampton University? What made you want to go...
Well, actually, I got in through clearing, and it was quite good because I got into clearing because somehow I got a B in maths and then an A in further maths.
Okay.
I don't really know how that works, but somehow it happened. So technically, I like did make the grades for where I wanted to go, but then because of the way it was kind of the wrong way around, the system didn't let it happen, so I got into clearing. And then pretty much all of the top, like of the top 10, sort of top 10 unis for computer science, none of them were taking clearing students except Southampton.
Okay.
And that was a pretty big relief when I saw that Southampton was up there, and then I called them and they actually let me in.
Yeah, and have you been to Southampton before? Because obviously...
Yeah, I actually came on an open day, and it was actually like the next uni that I would have picked.
So it was kind of like fate. So,
yeah, it was like, it was stressful for a bit during clearing, but then afterwards it was great.
So you're doing the computer science degree, like...
Yeah.
So what sort of thing do you do sort of like in your course? Like what sort of exams, modules do you do?
Yeah, so for the first semester this year, we did a foundations module, which is all about the like the algebra and the math side. That's basically the one that nobody likes. And like matrices and stuff like that. And then we also had professional development, which is actually quite helpful. It's all about like writing CVs and like pitching yourself and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which is actually... At the time, I think when you're doing it, it seems a bit pointless, but then once you've actually done it and you've like you've got a good CV and you've got all this stuff, then it's actually really helpful.
Yeah. So what's like been the thing that you've enjoyed the most? Like, has there been like a standout?
I think at the moment of all the course stuff, I think the programming coursework has been the most fun, just because it's like, I quite like when you've got like a big project to work on and then at the end you've like got something that you've built and you can say like, I made this thing.
Yeah. So you're kind of like the practical side of it, more than the academic. And what sort of like career do you want like after you graduate? Have you thought about?
In terms of like where in computer science, I haven't really thought that much. I think my sort of dream job at the moment would be to get a job at Ableton, which is basically they make a software called Ableton Live, which is like the main sort of software that people use to produce music.
Oh, nice!
That'd be a pretty cool way to like combine my two hobbies.
Yeah. What would you say your biggest achievement so far has been since you've been at university?
Since I've been at uni, I'm not sure. I think in terms of like computing stuff, I've managed to build a website which essentially it's called Beat Battles. So people will put up a sample and then other people will take that sample and turn it into a little song, and it's like within a certain time limit.
Oh, nice.
And then at the end it goes through and it plays everyone's songs, like synced up between everyone on the website.
And finally, my final question is, what's your favourite cheese?
My favourite cheese? Unfortunately, I'm not really that much of a cheese eater, but I think Red Leicester.
Red Leicester, that's my favourite too. It's a classic.
Good choice.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for
no problem.
Doing an interview with me. I appreciate it.